Good morning. Thank you for calling our Star Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Jeff, but it's going to be under my mom's name, Marion.
Marion, thank you. And Clark?
Clark, C-A-R-R.
C-A-R-R. Okay, thank you so much. I have an account with Marion Clark's name. Can you please verify the address of...
15 Elizabeth Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And do you know the email address that she has on file?
I believe it's cargirl@gmail.com.
Yes. Cargirl, yes, 1120.
1120, yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And how may I help you today?
So I'm supposed to have a 10 o'clock appointment for them to install it, and they have not shown up.
Okay, let me take a look. So there is a message. We attempted to get in contact with her yesterday to let her know that we needed to postpone the appointment. Let me see for when. Needs to postpone appointment for to November 20th, and this is due to construction delays.
Due to what construction delays?
Our construction team needs to do the outside part of the installation before we can go in and bring, you know, connect you to the installation. So yesterday, we received the message, some addresses that we needed to reschedule. And her address was one of those for, and so the earliest that we can schedule is for November 20th of 2024.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's nice to know because I'm sitting here waiting for them. Now I just pissed away half a day.
Yes, I completely understand.
They should have at least called one of the numbers that's on the account.
The number that was called, it was the, I'll tell you right now. The one ending 2703.
And did you actually speak to her?
Let me see. Okay, so that a third party answered and stated that the customer was not available. It looks like they rushed off the phone quickly. So
was one of the other numbers not called, especially mine? Because I'm the one that has to be here waiting for them.
I don't know, sir. I do apologize for this inconvenience.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
Okay. One moment, please. Let me see if I can get someone on the line. If not, I can get someone to give you a call.
I want somebody that has answers. Not somebody, I don't know. I don't know.
I understand. One moment, please. If I can, let me see if I can get someone on the line, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. I'm sorry. And can I have your first name again, please? I know we got
Jeff.
Jeff. Thank you.